Many Syrians who have fled the war are now refugees in Europe. And the European country that's taken in the most refugees by far is Germany. About 1 million have arrived there in the past year, coming from Syria and many other places. And mostly they've been welcomed by Germans with open arms. In fact, there's a name for it in German, Willkommenskultur. The World's Matthew Bell has more from Berlin on what's behind this welcoming spirit.
About once a week, 36-year-old Zafar, a Berlin taxi driver, stops by this sidewalk outside a government building where refugees line up to register. They're here for hours at a time, and volunteers like Zafar show up with hot drinks and food.
What did you bring today?
Today, what is pizza?
Zafar says he comes here because it's personal for him.
We was also refugees, you know, my mother, our parents, we think of... from another level, you know.
This, from where?
From Pakistan.
Zafar's family has been here for a generation. He was born in Germany, and he says he's proud to see so many of his fellow Germans going out of their way to lend a hand.
This is from the heart. It's coming from the German people. I think so.
My name is Mandy Seidler, and I'm working on a project. It's called Welcome Dinner for Berlin, and we are organizing dinners between Berliners who invite refugees who are new in Berlin for dinner at their home.
Seidler got the idea from an organization in Sweden, and it's as simple as it sounds. The goal is to build connections.
It's always difficult to get to know each other when you are in different communities. So when we are living here, you hear so many things about refugees, but you do not talk to them. And when you invite someone to your home, you need to talk.
It's early days, but one of her project's success stories is about two families, one from Aleppo, Syria, and the other from Berlin.
My wife contacted me and she asked me, hey, do you think we should make a welcome dinner in our home? And I said immediately, yes.
Alexander Kluge is a business consultant who lives with his wife, Sabina, and their two kids in an affluent suburb of the capital.
We wanted to show our kids what we can do for the refugees. And, of course, we were very curious to meet some real refugees, because if you just do a donation, you don't get them to know them. And we wanted to talk to you and see how it is and how it feels to be here.
The Klugas met the family from Aleppo a few months ago, and they've been helping the Syrian couple and their three children with things like finding an apartment and good schools, dealing with official paperwork, and starting to think about job hunting. The father doesn't want to give his name because he's got relatives back in Syria he worries about. He says not all Germans have been as welcoming as the Klugas.
I think not all the same. We find many refuse us and many accept us. You can see it on the street. You just look at the faces and you can see the situation.
Occasionally, he says, strangers have said things like, go home. But for the most part, he's been overwhelmed by the generous reception his family's been treated to. Like many Germans, Alexander Kluge grew up hearing refugee stories about his own family.
My family originally had to move from Schlesien, from the east, from Poland now. And they come over. They were refugees. They arrived as refugees in Heidelberg. And they were not treated really good as they arrived. So we have a long tradition of refugees.
And this is something I heard from numerous Germans I met, that when they see refugees arriving from the Middle East, they think about their own family history after World War II, and they feel compelled to welcome these new refugees. But the political winds are shifting in Germany. Chancellor Angela Merkel has been under pressure to put a limit on the numbers of refugees entering the country, and she just announced that Germany will significantly reduce the flow of new arrivals because, quote, it's in the interest of everyone. For The World, Matthew Bell, Berlin.